Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to your Hollywood crime scene mini episode.
Hi.
Hi, Desi.
Welcome.
Spoiler alert, Desi had a hoagie.
Yeah, I did.
She's like...
In a hoagie coma.
In a hoagie glow.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm really jealous right now.
What stories you got for us?
Well...
I mean, I know that was our top story, that I had a hoagie.
Desi, that was our top story. But our other top story, we have, okay. There were some wild stories this week.
Oh.
But one that just broke this morning, this is from the Associated Press. And it's that there was an arrest made in the 1996 murder of Tupac Shakur.
I know.
Man tied to suspected shooter in Tupac Shakur's 1996 killing arrested in Las Vegas, AP sources say. Las Vegas police have arrested a man in the deadly 1996 drive-by shooting of Tupac Shakur, a long-awaited break in a case that has frustrated investigators and fascinated the public ever since the hip-hop icon was gunned down in the Las Vegas Strip 27 years ago. Dwayne Keffi D. Davis was arrested early Friday morning, although the exact charge or charges were not immediately clear, according to two officials with firsthand knowledge of the arrest. They were not authorized to speak publicly ahead of an expected indictment later Friday. Davis has long been known to investigators and has himself admitted in interviews and in his 2019 tell-all memoir, Compton Street Legend, that he was in the Cadillac where the gunfire erupted during the September 1996 drive-by shooting. Now, this guy Davis has been a suspect for a long time, and so his name is not surprising. One of the Los Angeles police detectives, this guy Greg Kading, the Associated Press says he spent years investigating this murder, and he wrote his own book about it, and he was just waiting for this guy to be arrested.
Right.
Davis is also the sole survivor of the group that was in the car.
Oh, wow.
Where the bullets came from.
Right.
Kading, this detective, said he interviewed Davis in 2008 and 2009 during Los Angeles police investigations and the killing of Shakur in Las Vegas and the slaying of Biggie Smalls. Kading said he also talked with a Las Vegas police detective about the case, including after the SWAT raid in July at the home in Henderson. So there was a raid in July in relation, I think it might have been at his girlfriend's house, the house raid that they did. Anyway, so very big breaking news today in this case that has been going on for 27 years.
Well, it's technically unsolved, but a lot of people for a very long time are like, we know exactly what happened.
Right.
Yeah. But there's just been no evidence as far as law enforcement, right?
Yeah, enough to either make an arrest thus far or like charge it, convict anybody. So we'll keep you posted. It was pretty wild, like seeing this story break today. Our next story is also a big crime story. This is out of People magazine, and it is that Gypsy Rose Blanchard is going to be released from prison early.
Oh my gosh.
She was granted parole. She's going to be released in December.
Wow.
Now, if you don't know who Gypsy Rose Blanchard is, she was the victim of one of the wildest cases of Munchausen by proxy I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean,
her mom, Dee Dee, basically poisoned her child, Gypsy, for like 18 years of her life. How old was she when she murdered her mom?
I mean, I think she was pretty young.
She was really young. She's now 30. Oh, no. In July of 2016, Blanchard, 32, pleaded guilty. I'm sorry.
Really?
I should have. I should have refreshed. Well, it didn't say then 32. How old is she now? God, people are yelling at me. I should have done a refresh.
I didn't think she was 32 because that would be crazy.
When she killed her mom?
I don't think so.
No, she was younger.
She was older than the mom told her, right?
Yes. She was older. This article should have said then 32.
Yeah.
It didn't. So she's 32 years old now.
And this was...
I don't like the way people wrote this article.
We expect better of people.
I expect better from People magazine.
No, I think... I want to say she was like 19, but she thought she was 16. That's like sticking out to me, but I'm not sure.
Anyway, this happened... She was arrested in June 2015 for the murder of her mother, Dee Dee. Again, Gypsy had suffered insane abuse at the hands of this woman her entire life. She was led to believe that she was terminally ill. Her mom made her ill from poisoning her with various drugs.
Now, this case is just wild.
If you've never heard of this case, I'm shocked. But if you've never heard of this case, turn this podcast... No, don't turn. Listen to the rest of the show. But remember, go look up this case.
Yeah, it's very unusual, to say the least.
I remember when this broke, and I was just obsessed with it.
I was always obsessed with Munchausen by proxy cases because I saw one when I was very young. Some case, like whatever, some show or something about it, and I was like, "Ooh, that's dark." I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I heard about it when I was a kid too, and just was always morbidly fascinated by it because it's just a kind of sickness you can't even imagine someone inflicting on another person,
much less their child, and to get attention.
And it often is their child.
Yeah.
Like a person who...
Because you have control over your little child and what you give them. And they're so trusting.
It's so fucked.
No, I mean, I feel like if anyone deserves parole, it's someone like her.
I agree.
I agree.
Anyway, so we'll keep you posted. If there's any interesting developments in Gypsy Rose Blanchard's case, there's lots of documentaries and TV movies about this.
Yeah.
If you're unclear on the details, which are so much wilder than I could possibly convey.
Yes.
Right now, I'm not being very articulate about it. On to other news. This is out of ABC. Could a government shutdown affect Fat Bear Week?
Is this... bears or men?
This is not referring to large hairy gay man.
Okay.
Men. This is referring to bears as in the animals.
I didn't even know there was large bear week.
Fat bear week. Okay. Fat bear week. The looming government shutdown could affect Fat Bear Week, the annual celebration of wild bears who put on weight to prepare for hibernation. From October 4th through October 10th, the bears of Alaska's Katmai National Park face off March Madness style on the Fat Bear Week website, where people can vote to crown the best and chunkiest bear.
Ooh.
But timing-wise, there could be some complications. The House and Senate have until the end of the day on Saturday to pass a spending deal to avert a partial government shutdown, which would have rippling consequences for numerous workers, recipients of social services, and more. During a shutdown, many agencies such as the National Park Service are also not permitted to update websites and social media pages. That means that the viral Park Service social media promotions of Fat Bear Week would halt. This is unacceptable to me.
This is like, you don't think things like this affect you, and then you find out something like this.
Because these dipshits in Congress can't get it together.
Why don't everyone go through this every fucking year?
Why, why. And it affects other people. It affects so many other people.
Well, I mean, it's shutting down, obviously, a lot of government agencies that people use every day. And the fat bear.
These bears who have been looking forward to their moment in the sun all year to become America's next top fat bear.
Why can't someone just volunteer to keep this going? They're not allowed to? I mean, this is crazy. I'll do it.
Do you want to see the winner of Fat Bear Week 2022?
Yeah,
Bear 747. They didn't even give this guy a proper name. But
I think you should name him if he wins.
Yeah, don't give him a numerical name. This is Bear 747, Desi.
Wow.
He's a large man.
That is a very bulky bear.
He's bulky.
He's got some fucking shoulders too, right?
He's yoked.
He's prepared for winter.
He's so prepared for winter. Here's Fat Bear 480 Otis with a fish.
Wow. That was me with my hoagie before.
That was right before you walked in the door.
I had it in my mouth.
Here's another picture of Fat Bear 747, who won Fat Bear Week last year.
I like that one because he actually looks chunky. The other ones just look massive. He's a little round.
This is the bear who won.
Oh, in that other picture, though, he looked more muscly. Here he looks more round.
He looks a little rounder in this one.
You
got to
accentuate that roundness.
Melon. Our next story is a local story. Again, from ABC, a shirtless suspect leads LA police on bizarre slow speed chase in golf cart with a dog in his lap. That's a wild headline.
Yeah.
Because each sentence reveals a new insane part of this story. The end of the bizarre chase was captured on video. This is from North Hollywood. A suspect was taken into custody in North Hollywood Sunday night after leading Los Angeles police officers on a slow-moving chase in a reported stolen golf cart. According to police, officers received a call just after 9 p.m. about a robbery in the 18,000 block of Ventura Boulevard. The caller said a golf cart was stolen at knife point.
What?
That is way too high stakes of a way to rob a golf cart, in my opinion.
Seriously, especially with no shirt on?
With no knife point, like that's too dramatic for a golf cart.
Who was someone driving a golf cart around at night and he got robbed?
The suspect, who was shirtless, shoeless, was seen holding a dog in his lap, led officers on a chase that reached speeds of up to 19 miles per hour.
This is comical.
When he reached the area of Oxnard Street and Laurel Canyon Boulevard, officers were able to box the suspect in after turning into a parking lot. The suspect hopped out of the golf cart and attempted to flee while carrying the dog. Police said he then dropped the animal and was ultimately taken into custody. No injuries were reported.
I like to picture him pushing that gas pedal down as hard as he can, and it still only goes 19 miles an hour.
That's the top speed he reached. Here's a video of it, if you can see this, Desi. This is happening at night, too, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Do you see
him?
I just
cut to a commercial. I saw a snippet. That's crazy.
He's on the main roads, hauling ass in this little golf cart.
And we don't know how he got it. He just came across it. Oh, my God.
You know, he robbed it at knife point.
So someone was on their golf cart, though.
I don't know exactly where he stole the golf cart from.
Oh, my God. But that looks pretty fast. 19 miles an hour.
19 miles an hour.
Like, that's faster than you think.
People are running. It is very funny watching these cops on foot trying to run after this guy. And look at this line of cop cars.
Oh, my God. I can't believe he just dropped the dog.
I hope the dog's okay.
Oh, they said no injuries.
Oh, look, he's on the ground now, shirtless.
Oh, my God. Not a good look.
I want an explanation of like how this all transpired.
I know. That's what I'm curious about. Like, I like to picture someone just riding their golf cart around and then getting like golf cart jacked.
Well, what was this guy... What was this guy doing with his golf cart out at night? Or was it like in his driveway? I don't know. Or was he on, did he rob it from a...
And why is this guy walking around half naked with his dog looking for a ride?
No shoes.
I mean, there's so many questions.
No shirt, no shoes, dog.
No service.
No service. We didn't even get a picture of the dog, which I would have appreciated. Yeah. I want to know what kind of dog this was.
It must be small if he's carrying it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine like a huge golden retriever.
Oh, wait. Here's a picture. This is from Golf Digest.
Oh.
You know what? It's not that small of a dog. It kind of looks like a small pit bull.
Oh my God.
This picture, here's a better angle.
Oh my God.
Not a very flattering picture of the shirtless man.
Oh, that is a pretty big dog. Yeah, that's not a good picture. He looks wasted though.
He looks very sweaty and drunk. He has a 5 o'clock shadow that doesn't look like it's a fashion statement. It looks like
it's rough.
It looks like it's been neglected, like his face.
That is a solid medium-sized dog.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not a lap dog.
No, it is pretty big.
The dog looks solid. Anyway, we will keep you updated on this very important local news story.
I wonder how much a golf cart is. That would be fun to have one. I've always wanted to drive one.
They're really fun to drive. Have you never driven one?
I don't think I have. I need to drive one soon.
They're so fun.
Yeah, it looks really fun.
It's the only reason I would ever want to go golfing.
I would drive people around on the golf course and not even golf if they let me.
You'd just bring like the snacks and stuff?
I'd just be like, I'm here to drive. That would be fun. I just want to drive the golf cart around.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I've driven one around a couple times like as a teenager.
Did you carjack people?
I did not carjack anyone. I was totally allowed to be driving the golf cart.
Nice.
But I do remember it being very, very fun.
I feel like that's when it would be really fun, before you like had a license.
It was before I had a license. It was like I was like 13 or 14 or something.
Hmm. Is that the last story?
No, we got one more story. I just remember we have one more story. This one my mom sent me yesterday. It's from The Sun.
Ooh.
But I've seen this story posted elsewhere, but... Look, we're reading it from the trashiest newspaper.
Sometimes they have the best details.
Married British Airways pilot Mike Beaton snorts coke off topless woman, then tries to fly packed holiday plane to UK.
Is this the South African guy? Or I saw something with a South African pilot that was a cocaine.
I don't know. Okay. We're going to get into this.
I mean, I doubt there's two.
How many of these...
I just saw the headline today and he was like, I thought I could do it or something like that.
Married Mike Beaton of Devon boasted of his drug and drink orgy to a stewardess friend, admitting, I've been a very naughty boy.
Ugh.
The appalled pal reported him to bosses who canceled last month's flight from Johannesburg to London.
Okay.
So you're right, Desi. Then drug tested and sacked him. First Officer Mike Beaton was about to fly from South Africa to London when a worried stewardess raised the alarm. This magazine's so trashy, they still call flight attendants stewardesses. Like, we don't call them that anymore.
And haven't for a very long time.
A very long time. Shocked bosses then canceled the 12-hour flight, costing the airline an estimated £100,000. The dad of one was suspended, then flown home the next day as a passenger before being drug tested at Heathrow. When that proved positive, he was sacked. BA's latest booze-fueled drama came to light after Beaton flew to Johannesburg, where he had downtime before he was scheduled to co-pilot a return flight to London. Mm. However, his night off descended into debauchery, which he then described in intimate detail in texts to his... stewardess colleague. So this guy had a rowdy night of partying in South Africa and then texted the details to his coworker before getting on this flight. And she was like, I don't think you should fly.
Yeah.
Beaton told her that he met two local lads, a female Welsh holidaymaker and a quote, young Spanish bird at a nightclub in the city. The pilot boasted, we all walk back to the hotel bar for one last one before bed. Welsh and one of the guys is getting on very well, but she's told him that I'm her boyfriend. Couple drinks in the bar, bit of snogging, and then we're somehow on our way to this dude's flat. Welsh has decided that I should actually be her boyfriend. Spanish has hooked up with one of the two local lads and is having her tits sucked on the sofa.
Oh, Jesus. Can you imagine texting your coworker this?
He bragged about how the, quote, girls are dancing topless, and he decided to strip off too before some Class A drugs arrived. The ex-pilot went on, quote, I've lost my shirt somewhere, and one of the local lads produces a plate with a few lines of coke. Quote, so then there's a debate about whose chest is the best to do a bump off. He added triumphantly, quote, that's the story of how I ended up snorting coke off a girl's tits in Joburg.
Long story short.
Beaton then admitted the evening had taken its toll, confessing, quote, stayed the night with Welsh, shagged her for ages. I guess the coke played a part. And then I was so I don't know.
Fucked?
Well, no.
Okay.
I couldn't even lift my head until gone too. This is this guy's British slang. I don't understand. Okay. An airline source said yesterday, BA has been left in shock at the behavior of their former employee who runs a hot tub retreat in Devon with wife Jagoda.
Doesn't sound too shocking after hearing that news.
What the hell is a hot tub retreat?
Wait, so he's married?
He's married.
What? And his wife is Swedish? What's her name?
What? Where did you get Swedish from?
I don't know.
He runs a hot tub retreat in Devon with his wife Jagoda.
Oh, I guess Jagoda sounded kind of Swedish to me.
They told the Sun, of all the bad behavior that goes, this is what British Airways said, of all the bad behavior that goes on down route between flights, this incident is hard to believe. A first officer is trained rigorously and knows the law inside and out. Their remit is protecting the safety of passengers. This behavior was the opposite of what is expected of British Airways pilots. The airline is in shock. This pilot has hoisted himself by his own petard.
Wow.
The idea of sending details of his drink and drug session to a stewardess between flights is extraordinarily dumb.
I mean, they got that right.
Furious managers followed protocol, and the pilot was drug tested on his return to the UK. The alcohol would have no longer been found in his system, but the Class A drug was. He will never fly again. The scandal is the latest wild tale of BA crew on boozy nights out. So British Airways pilots have a reputation.
Are you not allowed to drink on your off nights?
I don't know, but the Sun says earlier this month, we revealed how a stewardess was nicked outside a strip club in Miami after downing drinks with crew from rivals Virgin Atlantic. In April, we told of how a BA pilot was reported to cops in Singapore after allegedly sexually assaulting a stewardess on a boozy night out.
Well,
that's really bad.
Whole other thing.
Last March, it emerged staff were banned from all-inclusive deals in the Maldives after a drunk stewardess passed out on a beach.
I mean, maybe when you're on like a layover in between flights, you're not allowed to get wasted. That kind of makes sense, I guess.
I would imagine that they have strict rules about that, given that one would hope that the crew of an airplane that's carrying several passengers needs to be alert.
Well, because that break is for rest time.
Yeah.
So it's important that you're well rested.
Like, I can understand the allure of wanting to go out. You're in a city overnight.
Right.
That you've never been to, where that's like a party city.
Yeah.
But I feel like especially if you're the pilot.
I just think if those are the rules and then you tell someone, that's crazy. Mm. I mean, it's good that you got busted, obviously. But you think about how many times he probably did that.
Yeah, maybe. This guy sounds like a party guy.
He literally runs a hot tub retreat.
He runs a
That doesn't get more party.
He runs a hot tub retreat in Devon Last night, BA sources insisted there was no risk to passengers following their pilot's Johannesburg binge 4 weeks ago. They assured their passengers, I guess they were like, you were safe on that flight 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. This guy's like wild.
Now he's all about the hot tub life now. He got fired.
What did he think that his flight attendant coworker was going to do? Be like, oh, wow, you're so cool.
Damn, you're hot.
You're really hot. Let's fuck in the loo on the plane.
I want you to sniff it off my tits.
Yeah.
That's like, honestly, you share that with a guy. No woman's going to hear that and be like, wow. She's probably been waiting to turn this guy in.
That's how drunk this guy must have been. He must have been that, like, he's still drunk from the night before. And he's texting her thinking, like,
it's so funny.
It's really, he's like, this is so funny. And I bet she's going to think this is really hot.
Yeah, because the way he framed the story where he's like, and then we were like, whose chest is best to sniff off? And next thing I know, I'm doing it. That's like his big punchline.
The biggest punchline, we have a picture of this guy. He looks about 15 and he has adult braces.
Oh, yeah. That's the picture I saw. He does look really young. Why does he look so young?
He looks so young.
If I walked on the plane and saw that guy sitting there, I'd be like, wait a minute. I don't trust this guy.
God, the sun is so trashy. They have like all the posts. They have like the screenshots of the text.
They've got, this is the type of newspaper that also finds the women.
Oh, totally. They're so trashy.
It was my tits. He sniffed like an exclusive interview with the tit woman.
Yeah. Anyway, I kind of want to look into this guy's hot tub retreat because I need to know more about it. Is it just like a resort that is like a lot of different hot tubs?
Yeah. That sounds so 1970s.
It sounds like, yeah, And I want to talk to the wife. I want to know how the wife feels if this is like a reoccurring thing. Oh, the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail also is so trashy.
Oh,
They always have tons of pictures in their stories. And there are these pictures where it's like they always get someone's social media post from like 10 years ago.
Yes. Or they'll have like the wife frowning in front of the hot tub.
Yeah.
Like they'll always have some great photo.
They dig up the shadiest pictures on the Daily Mail. Anyway, we'll keep, if there's any interesting update. Oh, here's a from the Times UK. Cockpit confidential. What pilots really get up to.
Ooh.
Maybe that's a good bonus episode for Patreon, is to do stories from people who work on airplanes.
Yeah. I bet you there's a good Reddit.
I'm going to look that up and see about some naughty things that have happened on airplanes.
I looked up something the other day and was reminded of the haunted house behind the scenes stories.
Great episode.
Yeah. I was like, maybe there's more because it's been a few years now.
Yeah, and I think we released that to our main feed last Halloween.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
I loved that series.
That's so funny.
That was so fun. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm the queen of starting a free trial offer and forgetting to cancel it, oftentimes being charged for months for something I'm not even using. If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes, but let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. It's definitely saved me money, and now I can use that money to waste on things I do want. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. That's rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've had a really stressful year with work and family stuff, and I know I'm not alone when I say I tend to push that stress down in order to get what I need done, and that only makes things worse. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. In the past, therapy has helped me navigate many situations, from helping me to set boundaries to just becoming the best version of myself. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I love that it's entirely online, so it's convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HCS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HCS.
Desi, should we start out by thanking everyone who came out to see us live in Austin on Tuesday?
No, I'm just kidding. Yes, absolutely.
I was so happy at how the show went. I was so thrilled to meet everybody. I'm sorry for the people I didn't get a chance to talk to because I was so overwhelmed by all of the wonderful people that showed up.
I was talking to a friend of our pod, Mandy, and her husband. And there was we were right by the exit door, and there was a huge line of people. And I said to her, "Oh, we're blocking the exit. Let's move." And then the person online was like, "No, we're all here to talk. We all want to talk to you or meet you." It was that. So it was a line of people to meet me. And I was like, "Oh, I thought it was like blocking the door."
I saw you there because I was like,
well, she was right on the edge. That's why I was standing there, but it happened to be the exit as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time, Desi and I will coordinate a little bit better on the meet and greet aspect after the show. But I think so. Talk to a majority of the people there.
Absolutely. So yeah, it was really fun to meet some of you guys. I mean, all of you guys, but some of you guys I knew from the Discord or from Patreon, seeing your name. Some people, even like one woman, Zenith, who I think you met as well.
Yes.
She was a story person. Like when I wrote a story, she like wrote me in, and she was like, whatever, part of the story.
She looked so hot.
I know, she looked great.
She was like, I want details on the dress.
They're in the Discord.
Yeah.
The dress.
I think someone did mention I need to go like research that.
It looks like a vintage style. Like a new designer who does like vintage style.
She looked stunning.
I know. And her friend
both of her friends.
I know.
Were
so good.
So cute.
I also ate the Mexican hot chocolate Oreos that someone brought.
Somebody brought us gifts.
A few people brought us gifts.
Somebody,
which was crazy.
Somebody who gave us the snacks again, because there was a lovely card.
Do you have the card?
I put the card in the bag.
I don't have it with me.
Well, I'm going to open the card. I know Anita.
Yes,
was one of the women.
Anita and her friend. who was a new listener. Her friend. I'm sorry, because I met a lot of people that night. But yeah. Her friend was funny because she's like, she got turned on from her friend to our show. And she said, I've been catching up, listening to it at 1.5 speed so I could get through more episodes. Which made me laugh to think of us at a higher speed.
Yeah.
We also met a longtime fan.
Yes.
Who has been with us like literally since the beginning.
Shout out to HR, one of our longest listeners, might have even listened to Eating Pie.
He was the one who told me everyone was waiting to talk to me because he was like first, like right in
it
the front.
It was so great to
I know,
meet
it was
him.
Really fun. I have to say when I walked in, we got there a little bit early to whatever, and people were already sitting down. Like a lot of people were already there. And you could, the second I walked in, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. Because it already felt very high energy and exciting. Yeah. Like everyone was happy to be there. And it was just really cool. I mean.
It's kind of incredible because I was nervous the entire day of the show. Desi and I talked about this. Both of us have done like stage, lots of stage. We have like stage background. We've done performances, but nothing like this at all, where it's a live podcast essentially. So both of us did not know what to expect. And for me personally, I was like, I don't know. Is it going to translate? Is our podcast going to translate to a live format? I was so nervous about it. But as soon as we got up there and we felt the energy of the crowd and people were so sweet and like the laughter and just like the vibe of the audience, my stress did melt away.
I mean, you could literally see the faces sort of smiling at you.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And Melon got a cheer.
Yeah, even Melon.
That brought a tear to my eye.
Aww.
That my son, Melon, who's very rude sometimes during the show, but we love him. He got a cheer.
Love to hate him. No,
we love him.
We love
him. He's my needy boy.
No, also people came from like Dallas. And remember Julie from...
My mom was obsessed with Julie.
Iowa?
I really liked meeting Julie. You know, she was from Boise.
Idaho. So, and then there was a woman who flew in from Ireland.
Unbelievable.
I mean, not specifically just for the show, but she timed it with her regular visit.
I love that.
And I was like, we'll see you in Ireland.
When we go to Ireland, we will see her again.
She's got to go then too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Rules are rules.
You can't just fly in across the country, across the world.
We also got some body lotion.
It's made of beef tallow.
I cannot wait to try that.
The lip balm is good. I tried that. It was like
a
vanilla.
I was so excited about that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We had so much fun in Austin too.
I loved Austin. I had never been to Texas before. And what a great little city Austin is.
Yeah.
Really great food town. The nightlife is super fun.
Yeah.
I was the sole sober person in our group. So I was just holding everybody together. At night, but it was very fun. I know Desi and my brother, they got down at the White Horse Saloon on our last night.
Yeah, I was really hungover.
Yeah. You guys partied.
I hadn't been that hungover in a really long time.
Yeah.
Which is like, I was trying to keep up with him.
Yeah.
And he was drinking beer and I was drinking whiskey. So
well,
I'm more than caught up. I caught too much up.
We ate a lot of great food.
So much good food. I mean, I really liked everything, pretty much everything we got.
I loved everything we got. And yeah. I was shocked. Well, one of the only places in the neighborhood we were staying that was open and quick enough to get a quick bite before the show was this taco truck called Las Truncas.
Yeah, it was good.
And I remember it had really good ratings, but I do remember being skeptical because we live in like LA where there's taco trucks everywhere and we eat a lot of tacos here. So I remember being a little skeptical, not that it wouldn't be good, but that it would be something I've already am used to eating in LA. I was so, I love these tacos at Las Trancas.
The tortillas were good.
The tortillas were like homemade, delicious.
Yeah.
I got two tacos and a quesadilla plate, and the quesadilla was also one of the best quesadillas I've ever had.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, the food was good. We had a lot of good meals there.
Everything we ate was great, including the Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips that we ate.
those are always a banger.
So we emailed our manager and we're like, we need to go. We need more tour dates. We were anxious to go, get on the road. So we will keep you posted.
Yeah.
About where we're going to next. We've seen the responses of where you guys want us to come. We'll take all those into consideration. And if we don't get to you on this next leg of the tour, we will get to you. We promise.
Yeah. We'll just keep churning them out.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm ready to go. I'm exhausted, but I want to go.
Okay.
I had so much fun.
Yeah. It was fun. I love exploring a city too. So yeah. It's always nice if we can stay a day or two and kind of get our bearings.
Yeah.
Visit the haunted places.
We went to some haunted places.
Eat the food.
We went to, after the show, we went to Kanji, which is a great Caribbean restaurant. Really good. Really spicy jerk chicken.
The roti was good.
The roti was incredible. We had a pepper pot.
I liked that.
The wild boar pepper pot.
That was also really flavorful.
Everything was so delicious at that restaurant.
Right.
Really enjoyed it.
And I like, what was it called? The White Horse?
The White Horse Saloon.
That was fun.
That was like a real cowboy bar.
It was very, I wish they had a place like that here. It would be so fun to go to.
That was like that for me was an experience I've never had before.
I just liked, I thought the music was really good.
They had a live band.
They had a live band that was actually really great. Everyone was dancing. They had the whiskey I was getting was on tap.
Oh my God.
Which was
unusual?
That is unusual. As far as I know, maybe it's not in Texas.
Yeah.
Your brother thought it was unusual. Oh. He's a bar owner, so
yeah.
It must be, right? Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. It was very fun, and I liked meeting everyone. Everyone was so nice.
They're so sweet. I really had a great time. I can't say enough. And thank you to Cap City Comedy Club. Great venue.
Really great venue. Everyone who worked there was so nice and supportive. So go see other shows there.
Yeah, because
I think they have podcasts there as well, like regularly. And I think I know some comics who perform there, so I thought it was a really nice venue.
It was a great venue. I would love to perform there again if we do Austin again, maybe next year or whatever. I don't know.
They have other clubs across the country too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. So we can, they're part of like Helium Comedy Clubs, which I know are in like Portland and other spots. I want to go to Portland.
I do too.
So maybe we can hit that place up.
I've never been to Portland.
Yeah. But I think in our bigger cities, we might be able to play bigger venues.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like New York in LA.
Right, where we can guarantee we're going to sell a ton.
Yeah. I was really pleasantly surprised. I mean, God. I was just nervous. I'm like, what if like nobody comes?
I was happy when I knew we had the minimum that I kind of wanted to have.
Yeah.
And then it was more of, like you said, will it translate?
Yeah.
Because I was doing a story which had a lot of information, and I was like, is it funny enough? Like, do you know what I mean? But it, because we don't have that pressure on ourselves to always pick something that's going to be, we do more serious stories sometimes,
yeah,
on air. But there you kind of wanted to have something that would be more fun, so I think it worked out.
Everyone loved it. You did such a good job.
Yeah, I think I liked having the local color too.
Yeah.
About the stories that you picked, where we could talk about what we did too.
Yeah.
And what we ate.
Right.
Which people wanted to hear.
I was like, oh my God, they want to hear what we ate.
I was like, that's a famous segment. It was very funny to, we never get live reaction.
No.
So it's very funny to get that all of a sudden.
That's what was so wild, is getting a live reaction.
Right, because we have people comment to us like, I was laughing so hard when you said this or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is always nice, but it's like, I think that's what I was scared of. Will we, if we don't get reactions live, it's going to feel bad. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't know. It was stressful, but yeah, it was great. And it ended up being great.
I told Brendan, I was like, people got my Blue Cantrell reference. That made me feel very good.
Well, when it's just us, even if just we get it, it can still be funny.
Yeah.
There, it's kind of like you did feel like you wanted everyone to understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or we did like sometimes inside jokes about like things we've said on the show before.
Right.
And it was like, does that work? You know, it's just, it's a lot of, it's a lot of stress, but I'm glad it went well.
It was better than I could have hoped for. And I can't wait to do more live shows. So stay tuned for that. We're working on that to get that happening as soon as possible to at least get the dates.
Oh, and I wanted to say, cause a lot of people on the line were like, I would love to have a diamond level pussy merch.
We do.
And I was like, we have it. We just never promote ourselves. So we do have merch available. And I guess at our future shows, perhaps we can sell stuff if we get our act together.
We have a diamond level pussy mug. We have a diamond level pussy sweatshirt. And we have a diamond level pussy tote bag available.
I told them that.
Available on our merch site. I will put a link in the show notes of this episode. Yeah. If you go to hollywoodcrimescene.com, it redirects to our store.
Yes.
But I will also include a link in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll be better about promoting.
I think I have our diamond level pussy mug. I use it all the time.
That's nice.
It's
I told her
cute.
You can get that if you want to be more demure or if you want to get a sweatshirt to wear to church.
Mm.
You can do that.
To tell the world that you have a diamond level pussy.
God approves.
Yeah.
He made it.
Diamond level pussy, we've said before, it's genderless. Anyone has the potential for a diamond level pussy.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, so I was like, we have that. Your dream has come true.
Yeah.
So it felt good to make people's dreams come true.
We also have a dumb bitch hat.
Yes.
I'm always like shocked and like my heart is warmed when people buy the dumb bitch hat.
I love thinking of them wearing it somewhere and like the response it might get.
You know
get.
What? It's cute. It's a cute hat.
It's very cute, but it must make people's head turn. Or like when you're like going out to get a coffee and you're wearing that. I just think it's a funny thing to see. I would laugh if I saw someone wearing that.
I would too, but it's also a really cute hat.
Yeah, it's very cute. No, if I saw someone wearing that, I'd be like, where did you get that?
For sure.
For sure.
For sure. Anyway, well, you had a hoagie. Tell us about your hoagie, Desi.
So there is a hoagie, what is it called? Like a pop-up, I guess.
Did you go, is he still in Echo Park?
Yes. So I think his schedule, it's Delco Rose Hoagies. You can follow them on Instagram. Tell them I sent you. You will get nothing for that.
But it might help us.
It might help us.
We can do a collaboration.
We can do a hoagie collab.
I would love to do a hoagie collab with Delco Rose.
Yeah, let's do a
if
hoagie.
If anyone knows the guy who...
I just talked to him.
Oh, yeah, and you told him that you're in a hoagie Facebook group.
Yeah, I tried to impress him with my hoagie knowledge. No, he's actually super, super nice guy. So I told him, but yeah, let's do a collab with him. We can make a dessert. I know. Just do it.
We're just assuming.
We can make a dessert for his hoagies to sell on the side or something. Anyway, the hoagies are really good. They're classic. They have a nice hinge, which we all know now is a very important part of a hoagie. The meats are quality. The bread is quality. The lettuce is perfectly shredded. It's got some spice, but not overwhelming. And there's a vegetarian version too, if you don't want the meats. He's a really nice guy. He's from Philly. He's friends with someone who works at your brother's bar who's also from Philly.
Yeah.
And that's why he sold them at the bar that day.
Right.
Echo Park Lake, by the way, is so nice.
Yeah.
I want to go on one of those swan boats.
I've never been on the swan boats.
People were out on them today and I was like, this looks nice. This is such a cute little park. I love that park.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's very cute, and I would love to go on those swan boats. Do I have to kick them myself? Like paddle them or something?
Yeah, you gotta paddle them like a little bicycle.
So yeah, go follow him on Instagram, and then you can pre-order the hoagies now. So you don't have to worry about showing up and he's sold out.
Right.
Because he sells out.
Yeah.
So I pre-ordered my hoagie in bed yesterday.
Dude, like, we were so tired.
We were exhausted from, I think we both had a ton of stress leading up to the show.
Yeah.
And then it was such a relief, but we didn't realize how it had been taxing us thinking about it, because we really wanted to do a good job for you guys. Yeah, I was literally exhausted in bed. I was like, I'm going to want a hoagie tomorrow. Mm. I've been thinking about it for weeks. And I saw his Instagram pop up. I was like, oh, I can pre-order. I got there early. So I was standing around waiting for him to set up.
Nice.
I was like, look at me, like right when he fucking opens. Well, I had to get here and eat it by 1:30. So I was time pressed for time. I got to get that hoagie. Immediately opened it in my car, got drips on my shirt,
hot,
and I ate it before I got here, and then I had to drink a lot of water. But yeah,
did you listen to any? They were going out of order. Did you listen to any great podcasts this week?
Well, I haven't listened to any new podcasts, but I got super excited because I saw that last podcast was doing the Jeffrey McDonald story, and that is one of my favorite. I mean, I hate saying favorite, but that was one of the first true crime cases I was ever obsessed with.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to hear about it. The guy, Jeffrey McDonald, is an absolute psychopathic narcissist. Like, he is a real character, awful person. So I'm always interested in hearing more about that case because it's sort of, he's in prison still. Like, he's still alive, that guy.
Yeah.
And, he's just a monster. So there's a lot of ups and downs in that case that just make it kind of interesting. And he's like one of the first cases that tried to sort of pin in on the hippies after Manson, like that kind of thing. Like, anyway, so I'm excited. I was like, ooh, and there's two episodes because I guess I missed whatever. But
we were busy this past week.
We were very busy. So yeah, other than that, no, I haven't listened to anything. We've just been, it's been a stressful past week. I mean, busy and stressful.
It was a lot. And you know what? I think now that we sort of know what, and plus we like traveled with a group. So
there was a lot.
It wasn't just us doing the show. It was like, we were also on like a mini vacation in Austin.
We wanted to eat a lot of food.
We wanted to eat a lot.
So we were like planning meals. We had a power outage.
Oh yeah.
We forgot to mention that.
We our power, the first night we were in Austin, the power went out in our Airbnb from 10 p.m. Sunday until like 2 p.m. Monday.
Which was stressful because we both had work to do and needed our computers, like access to internet and charging.
Yeah. So my phone, as Desi mentioned, if you saw our live show, my phone was on 7% battery that night, and I spent the last 7% battery looking at videos that my cat sitter had sent me.
Yeah, you're like, I'm just going to charge it on my laptop. And I was just like, I love that you're literally the Titanic is sinking. You're like, hold on, let me look at these videos.
I had to see.
There were so many too. Like,
she sent me like six videos of Melon just rolling around with a bag of catnip.
Well, every time I thought you had finished, you'd be like, oh, look at Kugel. There'd be like a new video. I was like, oh my God.
They were so cute.
I mean, they are cute.
Yeah, that was exciting. And we were worried. We're like, wait, is this going to be like an outage that lasts a whole week? We don't know.
I mean,
we didn't know what to expect. And we were really worried. Like, what if we have to check into a hotel?
That was a long outage considering the storm was not that long.
Yeah.
It was a short storm that was really spooky.
Yeah.
But wasn't that big or long, but I guess enough to do the damage.
Right. But the power came back on and we were just like, go, 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 go. Use the internet.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, but I just saw that the Giants fired Gabe Kapler.
Did that just happen?
Yes.
This is new?
This just happened. I got an notification.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Breaking news.
Breaking news. arguably the hottest baseball manager of all time.
That's so.
Has just been fired. My team, the San Francisco Giants. Look, I can't say I'm surprised, but I am very disappointed.
Well,
I understand the decision. I understand the decision. We haven't had a good season. Well, okay, we had that fluke amazing season in 2021, but it's not been good for us. It has not been good for us.
Right.
So I get it, but I always did feel a sense of pride that we had such a hot manager.
I mean, a lot of times, man, like the guy from the Orioles, he went from 100 losses to 100 wins in two seasons. Like, so managers can turn it around.
Right.
There must have been some other stuff going on. Or maybe he wanted out.
Dave at GG Giants tweeted, is this the right move? Maybe, but it sure does reek of desperation. They felt they had to do something to show they're engaged. Kapler falls on the sword. Look, I'm going to talk to the boys in my baseball chat, see what they think of this decision. I mean, look, they haven't been too happy with Kapler this season. I will say that.
It's always hard to know how much the manager is to blame, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not good at, like, deciding these things.
I am also very emotional. So if I'm attached to someone, I'm like, no.
No, I know. Trying. I never think logically about these things. So I'm not the right person to ask
me either
whether or not I think it's a good idea. Because I'm like, well, I'm going to miss him looking hot all the time.
Is he going to be hot on another team now?
No. It's a bummer for me.
I think it's a bummer too. Because I was going to try to date him. But if he's at, like, goes to the Dodgers or something.
That's not going to happen. But yeah.
But he's from LA.
Right.
Believe me, I've done my research.
He is, but I doubt that the Dodgers, that would be just my luck, right?
I mean.
I doubt that would happen.
He's not going to be a manager there, right? Because they have their manager.
Yeah,
they stick with.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, I just thought I saw it on my phone. I was like, what? Like, I literally had to read it twice.
Look, there's a lot of discourse on this that I'm going to have to wade through. I'm sad, personally.
I'm sad, too.
I'm sad about this.
Give him one more chance.
Give him another chance.
Also, you guys, the upper management, you know, you got to spend some money, too.
See, I blame the upper management. That's my gut tells me to blame the upper management because we're a little too, remember? Okay, we're going to have to like stop this episode because this is not interesting to most of our listeners. Probably, maybe, I don't know. I don't know how many sports fans we have.
If we baseball, said sports time with the audience
sports
cheer.
Corner. That would be if we had a sports corner, it would be the worst sports corner on any podcast.
Oh, it would be absolute bimbo nation.
Like, it would be such bimbo nation. Just because I love baseball and am a lifelong Giants fan does not mean I am good at sports analysis.
No, I'm always asking. This is where I'm totally like to the man in my life. I'm like, is this good? Can you tell me why? Give me the statistics of why it's bad or acceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had so many opinions that have infuriated men throughout my life, just like on who I think should be in the Hall of Fame.
Me too.
What I think should be like
a rule.
Yeah. Like just that kind of stuff. And it's all emotion based.
Me too.
So they're always mad at me.
I mean, I know people who are pro pitch clock and I've always been very anti pitch clock because I think baseball should be as lawless and unpredictable as possible.
I agree. And I don't like people rushing.
I don't want my baseball games. I like when games drag on.
It lets you do things.
I used to famously take a nap between the fourth and sixth innings during non-important games.
No, I agree with you.
Not at the stadium, but like at home. At home over the summer when it's not that important of a game.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.